Our Found Recipe series returns today with a story about a man, his friend, and some pork.
I can make a decent carnitas, and I've even roasted a whole pig in my backyard. But one dish that's eluded me is a favorite of my parents who grew up in China and Taiwan, Hong Sao Ro.
Hong Sao Ro, red braised pork. Oliver Wang usually reviews music for us, but today he wants to talk food, and we're going to let him.
Last fall, I went to Shanghai to attend the wedding of an old friend.
Hi, I'm Gary Wang from Shanghai, China.
Gary and his wife Eileen wrote their own vows, and this is how Gary's vows began. To translate, he basically said, "Before I met you, my loves were good music and pig meat." Gary owns the Shanghai eatery called The Grumpy Pig.
I named the Grumpy Pig because I'm grumpy.
I asked him about his favorite pork dish, Hong Sao Ro, a.k.a. red braised pork. It's actually more of a deep brown, made from bite-sized morsels of pork belly, layered with skin, fat, and meat, all deliciously braised in a salty, sweet sauce to become melt-in-your-mouth tender.
It's very savory, and, you know, the sauce of Hong Sao Ro is really, really good with the rice, white rice.
Hong Sao Ro is incredibly common throughout China, yet Gary says no one outside of the country seems to get it right. He recently went to a Chinese restaurant in San Jose, California, and sampled their version. Problem one.
They cut the pork belly pieces too small. Really, really small.
Problem two.
Not sweet enough. It's pretty salty.
And problem three.
They put cornstarch in that dish, which is, I really hate it.
Gary takes his Hong Sao Ro seriously and says that another problem he's encountered outside of China is that you need more than just one kind of soy sauce. You need Lao Chou and you need Sheng Chou.
Lao Chou is a dark and Sheng Chou is a lighter. And Lao Chou basically give the meat the dark color instead of the saltiness.
Gary doesn't even serve the dish at the Grumpy Pig. They don't have the right gas stoves to make it the way he thinks is proper, but he has been thinking of opening up a second restaurant here in the States. Maybe once that happens, there'll finally be some place outside of China where Gary can find his hometown's Hong Sao Ro done right. In the meantime, I got his recipe and I'm giving it a try.
That's Oliver Wang, who's sharing his friend's recipe for Hong Sao Ro on our Found Recipes page. It's at npr.org. And here's a tip. Those soy sauces are key to this dish, and they can be found in specialty stores or online. Enjoy!